U-R-N.
Hello, you are listening to Katie Baxter for University Radio Nottingham, and I am joined here with Tom Grennan, who is about to play a gig in Nottingham. Is it your first ever gig in Nottingham?
It is, yeah. I love Nottingham. I've been here a few times, and yeah, it's always lively in Nottingham, so yeah, I'm buzzing.
So I guess most of the people that know your name off the Chasing Status track. Your sound is actually quite different from the sound of that track. So what kind of music do you produce?
Well, I'm kind of, what would I say? I'd say like I'm just soulful, bluesy, very British sound, isn't it?
You've already released an EP. And what is next? You're touring at the moment.
Yeah, I'm releasing my second EP called Release the Brakes, and then just trying to write an album as well.
When's that coming out?
I have no idea.
No idea. Work in progress. So, you've studied at university yourself. What advice would you give to a student?
I would say just keep doing what you're doing. Whether you fall into what you're doing, like studying at uni, is another thing. Just do uni, innit? Enjoy uni and don't take it too seriously, I would say, innit?
What's the best and worst thing you did at uni?
Best thing I did was probably graduate, because I didn't think I was going to graduate. And the worst thing I did was get ruined all the time.
That's not a bad thing to do. This summer, you're playing quite a lot of festivals, am I right?
Yeah.
Where are you playing?
I'm doing a few. I'm doing Secret Garden Party. I'm doing one in Derby. I'm doing one Why Not Festival here. I think it's here. I'm doing Truck Fest. I'm doing a few festivals. Some I can't announce at the moment, but yeah.
Busy. So you were mentioned in the BBC Sound of 2017 shortlisted, and The Guardian as well have mentioned you as an upcoming Animax track of the day. How has that affected your career? That must be a massive confidence boost.
Yeah, it's been amazing to be recognised on them platforms, alongside loads of talent. It's amazing. And I never thought I'd be on them sound poles, and I never thought I'd be recognised on such a big platform. So yeah, big up.
Nah, it's well deserved. Do you write a lot of your own music?
Yeah, I had All Goes Wrong, like the backbone of it, and then we kind of built it from there, and it just happened naturally, and yeah.
So is writing an important part of the process for you?
Yeah, 100%. It's my stories, it's my real life, it's what happens in my life, friends' lives, people that I haven't met's lives, and it's all brought into one, and yeah, I try to keep it as real as possible.
Live performing, is that something that you really enjoy? Is that something that you want to do as much of as possible?
Yeah, I'm a performer, innit? I love performing. It's a release, innit? It's a sick feeling. So, yeah.
When you did your interview with Box Plus, you said you had a hidden talent. Do you remember what it was?
I do remember what it was. This thing's going to haunt me for the rest of my life. It was playing the spoons, innit?
Yeah, it was playing the spoons. Would you be willing to do us a demo if I whipped out some spoons?
Lie, but yeah, alright.
It was a lie?
It was a lie, yeah. Go on, I'll give it a go, though. It's down here. It was a lie, but here we go.
MTV.
Sorry. Dad, sorry.
No.
Can't do it.
Oh, that wasn't a bad attempt. What's the worst lie you've ever told?
Playing the spoons.
You said your dad's pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, my dad's sick at playing the spoons, yeah.
I'll get your dad on the spoons next time. So other than music, what other hobbies do you have?
Play football. I don't know. Just I'm a normal lad, innit? I'm just do whatever, really.
Do you think that's part of your appeal, being just like a normal guy?
Probably, yeah. I just keep it real.
I like that. Talk to me more about the tour. How long is it? How many more places are you going to?
Started last Monday, and then going over to Brussels, or going over to Amsterdam. Yeah, it's been wicked. Every show's sold out, and then preparing for my big London show in April as well.
Cool. Going back to the music side of things, what kind of music inspires you? What kind of music do you enjoy listening to? What kind of music do you want to inspire from other people?
I grew up on like grime music. I'm a massive grime fan, but I'm a big Amy Winehouse fan, Solomon Burke, Timmy Thomas, Ray Charles. Who else do I really like? I love Elvis Presley. Yeah, I just like any sorts of music, really. Whatever, really. I love when house is about. I remember being in Nottingham, actually, and like that's when like the wave of house music came down. What's that big event? What's that venue where everyone goes? It's all the students.
Stealth.
That was a messy time in Stealth, yeah. But like saw MK in there and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was good.
Is house music a genre that you can see yourself getting into? Or is it just a genre that you enjoy listening to?
No way. I like it. I wouldn't say it's my favourite type of genre, but if I'm out and I'm looking to just dance away, I'm listening to a bit of house, yeah.
I'm going to round off the interview now, I think, unless there's anything else we've got to talk about.
Apart from, if you're listening and you've been a supporter, then thank you so much, and try come to a show. Come say hello.
Awesome. Got your tour got carrying on? Got loads of stuff coming up in the summer with festivals. Got your album coming out. It's a busy time for Tom Grennan. So thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much. You've been wicked, man.
URN.